Did you know we've moved?
Move it! I like to move it, move it. Just to move.
Our new home at TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, bringing you new content like Fight Show Live and the Spanish Announce Table, and the same shows that you come to enjoy like Old School at the Movies, Pending Mobile Technology, and The Real News. Make sure you check us out every week, TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Old School at the Movies presents Karp's Bargain Bin, Episode 1, The Christmas Horror Bargain Bin. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the Trending Topics Network. Check out some great shows like The Spanish Announce Table, Trending Mobile Technology, and The Real News. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before we get to the panel, this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net, this is a site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, OldSchoolMovies2@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMoviesDOTnet. So without further ado, let's introduce our panelists for Karp's Bargain Bin, Episode 1. No surprise here. It's Karp. How's it going, brother?
It's going. Merry Christmas. None of that Happy Holidays PC shit.
Yeah, no more PC shit here. All we're talking about is Christmas horror this year. Going to do something a little different. Last year, we talked about all the happy-go-lucky movies. This is all about slaying, murdering, blood, all the great Christmas traditions. So, Karp, we're going to get right into it. It's our first movie. This is Santa versus the Zombies. Let's throw this to you and get the synopsis.
Basic synopsis of Santa Claus versus the Zombies tells the story of a suburban family that finds themselves barricaded in their house following the outbreak of the zombie zombie plague. Along for the ride are a couple of elves and an actor that might be the real Santa Claus. In the meantime, the president and his military advisors are holed up in a bunker, feverishly trying to hatch a plan to rescue Santa and the desperate family. This was definitely the cheapest one made. It was probably filmed with a handy cam. At the end, you could see it was like edited by like Final Pro Cut. So this is probably a Kickstarter project that ended up on this 8-pack of zombie flicks I have called 8 Extreme Zombie Movies.
Because it looked like Kevbo Trek with his handy cam film this,
yeah,
from what I saw in the trailer.
It's straight out of the Kevbo Trek and the Douchebag Ren Sliders episodes.
Yeah.
It's got a 3.5 out of 10 out of 91 users on IMDb, so I'm assuming at least 90 of those are probably the actors who played zombies and stuff in it. There's nobody well-known in this movie. There's an attempt at cheap family goodness. The zombies are able to talk for some reason.
And what do they say?
Oh, well, it's like, Mom, let me in. Nicholas asked me to marry him. She's like, oh, honey, are you in there? And then the zombies eat the mother.
That's awesome.
And then the zombies don't attack Santa Claus because they hold on to that part of life. So the guy who's an actor playing Santa Claus, who might be the real Santa Claus, is like, well, they don't attack me because I guess I'm Santa Claus and I think I have powers. It was pretty rough to watch. And it was surprisingly almost 2 hours. It clocked in at an hour 39, which was about an hour too long.
Yeah, I mean, again, I didn't see this, but from what I saw, it was kind of weak in terms of CG, like some of the effects. Like you said, it looked like it was done on Final Cut.
It was Final Pro Edit or whatever. It's like they go from the family trying to prevent the zombies getting in. For some reason, the father has a ham radio. They start talking to military guys who are trying to save them. But then there's the evil military general or admiral who wants to just wipe out the zombie plague by nuking the U.S. It was, and just the acting was terrible at most points.
You can't go wrong when you have a zombie movie with nukes.
Yeah. there was no actual nukes, though. There was a shitty screen where it's like, we're carpet bombing the area. No, that's where the Santa Claus is. Don't do that. It was pretty rough. It's a one actor who's the real Santa Claus out of 10.
On to something that's a little bit better than that. This is the Silent Night 2012 remake. I'm going to play the trailer and get Karp's thoughts when we get back.
Silent night, holy night. Heart is gone. something for me?
Let me tell you about Christmas. It ain't all candy canes and pretty lights. I heard this story. This fella dressed as Santa. He said about killing them that was naughty.
Creep.
Every year, a new town.
Everyone knows that story. It's an urban legend.
It ain't.
Christmas. The number one holiday for people going nuts.
It's true.
Listen, we've got a lead on our killer from the motel. He's wearing a Santa suit and a mask.
Good luck with that.
What if he was punishing them?
We're just gonna have to take this maniac down ourselves.
Christmas Eve is the scariest damn night of the year.
Nothing says Santa Claus and Christmas like a flamethrower. Carp, this is the 1984 remake of the slasher classic Silent Night, Deadly Night. I noticed a couple of names in there, one especially from Franklin and Bash, the lawyer. I forget his name, the older guy there.
Malcolm McDowell?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, the simple synopsis, it's a loose remake of the original horror classic Silent Night, Deadly Night. Malcolm McDowell and Jamie King star as a small town sheriff as deputy on the hunt for a murderous Santa Claus terrorizing their community on Christmas Eve. But with the streets full of Santas for the annual Christmas parade, the killer is hiding in plain sight. He's made his list, checked it twice, and the naughty are going to pay with their lives. This is tracking at 64% on Rotten Tomatoes, which
wow.
is pretty good.
From the audience or from the critics?
From everything combined.
That's all right.
So what I really enjoyed, some of the kills are really original, even a few Christmas-related ones. Like, the guy used an axe, so, you know, typical chopping down trees.
Yeah.
Chopping into people's skulls and stuff. He used the Christmas lights to strangulate a guy. Christmas lights with, like, a generator to electrocute a guy. You see his eyeballs pop, but that was obviously CGI.
Yeah.
Jamie King is turning into quite the surprising scream queen, I find. She's doing a lot of good horror movie flicks. And she was also for her limited part in Death Proof as well. It was great.
Yeah.
As I'm always a fan of, practical effects for most of the kills. Even the there was a fire stunt, and the actor, like, you could tell it was legit old school, you know, the guy in the makeup and everything. I love how the Santa Claus killed this complete asshole kid. Not many horror flicks will do, like, kill a young teenager, like a 12 to 14 year old. Not many will do that, so...
What was this, rated R, I'm guessing?
Yes, this was, well, I had the uncut, unrated version,
okay.
But most of these are rated R. Fairly attractive female supporting cast as well, and they were all killed in fairly creative ways. Like, one was dumped in a wood chipper, one was driven through deer horns that were on the wall.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool. Some of my not so enjoyable points: the camera work could have used some, I guess, a filter or something. Because whenever a flashlight or a type of light would be at the camera, it would really, like, push out through the screen.
Do you think that was done on purpose or just a film mistake?
I don't know. I just don't think that the post-production cleaned that up like they should have. And then for some reason, I found the killer Santa Claus had almost like psychic powers at some point, but it's never really explained why or how he would have developed them. And there's a nice little twist to the ending too, which I enjoyed. Nice little surprise, and they leave it opening for a potential Silent Night remake sequel, since there was, I believe, four Silent Night Deadly Nights.
Okay.
For me, it's a... 7 flamethrower Santa kills out of 10.
Now, in your opinion, and I think we discussed this last time, I find this horror genre has gotten more into the fanboy scenario where instead of being scared by the movies, you enjoy it for a different reason. You don't get the thrill of, you know, somebody's getting killed so you're freaking out. You're more like laughing or breaking the fourth wall more with it, I find.
Yeah, they do that enough nowadays, yeah. Especially just to get the fans' participation in this kind of stuff. Like, I'm assuming if this was at Fantasia, it probably had a limited run in most small cinemas that will have a horror following in the area. There's another podcast I listen to. These guys are recording a movie, and they're like, this is where we shoot, and here's where we release our movies, because basically the town is full of teenagers who love horror movies, so...
Now, Do movies scare you anymore?
Some legit horror movies have gotten me in the recent. I find it's more the ghost type stuff, like Ju-on, or, well, as The Ring,
right,
or The Grudge.
Okay.
The only one that I will ever admit that gave me nightmares was Candyman. The first Candyman, when that came out, like, that shit gave me nightmares.
Now, do you still have legitimate, like, you won't see Candyman?
No.
You know, like,
no. I won't even do the Bloody Mary, because you never know. I mean,
it's true.
Like, I have my doubts about a higher power and all that, but you never know what's out there. Who knows if that type of shit exists.
Candyman is God.
Yeah,
and Candyman, he will come to reach his revenge.
Who knows what Tony Todd does on his off days. So.
Yeah, it's it's interesting. Let's get to another movie here. It's one I checked out as well. This is starring Bill Goldberg, entitled Santa's Sleigh. I'll play the trailer and get our thoughts when we get back.
Grandpa, I want the truth about Christmas.
If it's the truth you want, then it's the scary truth you're gonna have.
According to the Book of Claus, Santa, Satan's only son, lost a bet and was forced to spread Christmas cheer. Now, all bets are off.
Santa?
Yes, there is a Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is not a myth or a legend. He's real. Only he's not bearing gifts and presents anymore.
Christmas can sure scare the dickens out of people.
He's scary yet educational.
I'm just trying to spread a little Yuletide fear.
Are you saying Santa is offing everyone who's naughty and nice?
Nicholas shot him!
You shot Santa?
This holiday season.
Ho, ho, ho!
Lock your doors. Close the windows.
Oh, Grandpa got run over by a reindeer.
Everyone stand back. Things are about to get a little messy.
And block the chimney. Cause naughty or nice, Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa's sleigh.
Go ahead, kid. Let's see what Santa got you.
I hate children.
Like the synopsis is, jolly old Saint Nick goes from the nice list to the naughty list when an old wager runs up and his promise to be nice takes a backseat to his murderous impulses in this comic tale of terror from first-time director David Steeman. It turns out that the story of Santa Claus is... we know it isn't quite this whole story, and instead of being a kind-hearted gift giver, Santa is actually a devilish life taker. It was 1,000 years ago that the cherubic devil lost a bet with an angel that forced him to play nice for an entire millennium. Though he remained true to his word and spread Christmas cheer for what secretly seemed like an eternity, Santa's patience has run dry with the expiration of the wager, and when this bet runs up, the kindly old Kris Kringle will never quite be the same.
So yeah, I really, really enjoyed this movie. It was ridiculous, but yeah, that first scene, he offs Fran Drescher.
Oh, he offs so many well-known
Chris Kattan,
actors. Yeah.
Like, just, and there's the guy from, it's that Canadian movie, who was the pastor. Dave Thomas was
yeah,
in this.
Yeah, he's a preacher or a priest of some sort in it, but yeah.
The one thing I found weird is the film has an identity crisis. Is it a horror movie? Is it like a Disney movie?
Well, like they say,
what the fuck?
It's a comic tale of terror. But see, that was one of my down points, was it kept turning into like a Disney movie. There was a claymation part. I don't know why that they created curling for some reason 1,000 years ago.
And curling was like the big part of the end of it, which was weird. Like, that's your epic thing, like a shot of a curling rock? Like, that's... And then he just leaves at the end. Like, he doesn't kill the kids. He takes off because they shoot the reindeer.
Yeah, well, because he runs out of time in North Pole.
But the thing is, like, he says it's over when I say it's over.
Yeah.
And then he fucking leaves.
I think it has to end on December 5th, but because the kid was like, oh, whatever time zone. But time zones don't matter in the North Pole. But days still change. So technically, I guess if December 25th ended, then he couldn't become a killer anymore. That was my other down part, was why the protagonist or the hero, he was such like a little bitch at some points. I mean, even the girlfriend who's played by Emily DeRavine from Lost fame, she, like, had to force issues. Like, he's like, oh, I don't want to grab your boobs and push you under.
She's like, do I have to do everything
in this relationship?
Just grab the tits, man.
Goldberg did play quite the, like, scary, murderous Santa. His Christmas kills were pretty great. He used a reef, a lump of coal lit on fire, candy cane to the eye.
You know, if you kill Fran Drescher in the first 5 minutes, I think you're doing a pretty good job.
He wipes out a bunch of carolers, does like a backbreaker to one. He even did a Hanukkah kill with a menorah.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's, if I was Jewish, I would be so insulted.
Yeah,
by that.
And like you said, the opening scene where he double utensils to James Caan's hands, lights Fran Drescher on fire and then drowns her, crushes Chris Kattan's skull.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this is starting well.
Yeah, it was really over the top. But
Here's the thing. If you can open gates to hell, why do you have to take a plane and connect in Winnipeg to get home?
I guess.
Like,
that's,
what?
Maybe his powers ran out on the 25th. And why would they call a town hell? It was in Hell Township.
Yeah.
What kind of pissed me off was one point was Tony Lister Jr., or as any wrestling fan would know him as Zeus, had a cameo, but it did nothing.
He was in for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's the gas station guy. It should have been something. He could have taken out by Santa or something.
Yeah, he just sells gum instead.
And the shitty ending, it's like, oh, my last name's Shatan, like the hockey player. It's like, no, why are you going back to the North Pole? This is stupid.
And, you know, the effects were a bit cheap. Yeah. But, I mean, it was done for a button. He does, like, a spear to one of the guy from Warehouse 13 there, the scientist guy.
Yeah, the Jewish guy he kills with the menorah.
He spears him or whatever. Yeah, like, what?
He spears through his deli case.
The only thing that was missing was a jackknife powerbomb, pretty much.
And then the old lady, like, telling the Jewish guys to fuck off and Merry Christmas, I found pretty
funny. The old lady was the best. What a jerk that's.
It's so weird seeing a Santa Claus in a strip club at points with the dirty priest, obviously you expected, so.
Yeah. That was, it's fun to check out. We've actually got a link to it on... Somebody uploaded it to YouTube, and we're going to put it on the show notes. It's, you know, if you got a night to kill, like, check it out. It's fun. It's fun. All right. Yeah. Our last and final movie, this is actually in a foreign language. This is a horror movie in a foreign language with Santa. It's initially called Sint.
Or but, Saint.
Yeah, but they renamed it to Saint. It's got subtitles. We're going to play the trailer in Dutch. Because, you know, we're Anglophones, we speak English, so we'll get the gist of it.
We're world travelers when it comes to movies.
There you go. So we're going to play the trailer and get the thoughts when we get back.
Nou, ik zie jullie morgen, tenminste, als jullie er dan nog zijn. Doei!
Wat bedoelt ze met als jullie er dan nog zijn?
Het is vanavond volle maan.
Het komt maar eens in de 32 jaar voor dat volle maan op 5 december valt.
Ja, nou, en volgens de legende komt Sinterklaas je halen als het volle maan is op 5 december.
Pas je wel op voor wie je vanavond de deur open doet? Voor het weten is het een slecht heilig man.
Het sounds Newfoundlanders.
It's Swedish chef.
Yeah, it sounds like a bit of Newfoundland there.
Hey. Ik schrok me dood.
Zijn je ouders thuis?
Hoezo?
Mag ik je een vast cadeautje geven?
Ja. Ik ben bang. Timmy, Sinterklaas bestaat niet. Dat heb ik je al 100 keer uitgelegd.
Sinterklaas bestaat niet?
We moeten wat doen als politie. Wij zijn er om de burgers te beschermen.
Verbod op alle Sinterklaasactiviteiten.
Iedereen denkt dat hij jarig is, maar hij is gestorven op 5 december. Hij is gruwelijk vermoord en nu komt hij terug om wraak te nemen.
So for our Dutch audience, you got the gist of it. For, I guess, everybody else except for the two people who are Dutch who listen to this. Carp, let's get your thoughts on this. Did the Goldberg one rip this off at all?
I don't know. This was done in 2010, I believe. It was actually at Fantasia in Montreal a few years ago as well.
Okay.
Basic synopsis, Saint Nick is not the good-hearted children's friend as people think he is. In reality, he is a cruel, bloodthirsty bishop who, whenever there's a full moon on December 5th, which is roughly every 42 years, will try to slaughter and kidnap as many children as possible. It's got a 44% sitting on Rotten Tomatoes, so it's considered rotten, but it's got its moments. It felt really original to me, as well as the antagonist was very original. How it was well, basically a murderous ghost, kind of like Fog, where they come in every few years to wipe out the town. For this St. Nicholas character, he had a companion called Black Peter.
Okay.
And then the teenagers in this Dutch Amsterdam town were actually dressing up as Black Peter in blackface, which I find hilarious when people use blackface. I know it's super racist.
It is. But well, because it's used, in Dutch, I guess they
if
don't
it's
care.
Used for fun, then I say go for it. You know, what the hell? It's for the audience's amusement, obviously. There's an opening revenge scene by the villagers to basically introduce the murderous St. Nick character. The villagers getting their revenge on St. Nick, Nicholas, and his pirates, I guess, was really well done. And then there was some decent jump slash scare scare the audience moments, which actually caught me off guard, where I jumped a couple of times.
Okay.
Some of the downfalls for a, well, I mean, to me, it's a cheap horror film because I got it for cheap, but it looks like it has a budget. For the female supporting cast being incredibly attractive, there's surprisingly no nudity, which you always expect some sort of nudity in a cheap horror
movies,
film.
Yeah.
There's a stereotypical crazy cop who has gone through a traumatic experience with the antagonist. So that was like, it felt like it was, you know, straight out of a cut and paste horror movie.
Yeah.
A lot more CGI kills than I would have wanted, when they could have easily just done practical for half the kills. There's this St. Nick horsetop roof chase scene, which feels like it was ripped awesome. Off right from Batman Begins. And then
Santa Claus Begins.
It's like all these kids go missing, all these people get murdered by this St. Nick, and the government covers it up because it's some sort of thing that they allow to happen every 40-something years. So that really threw me off. I don't understand why any government would allow the murder of 300-plus people.
It's the Dutch thing. We don't question it.
So, but for my rating, it's 5 St. Nicholas children kidnappings out of 10.
Awesome. You know, it's not going to be a long show this week, but we thought it'd be fun to start off the bargain bin with a Christmas episode. And Carp, you know, we know Carp's a big fan of horror movies as well, so... Yeah, so for that, that's going to be it for this week. Wish you guys a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Festivus for the rest of us. Or
whatever. And for those born on Christmas, Happy Merry Birthmas.
Happy Merry getting screwed and only getting one gift.
Unless your parents are awesome, then they'll buy you two.
Yeah, well, I got a niece, she usually gets screwed over for that. All right, so for Carp and Mr. Old School, we appreciate you guys listening to The Bargain Bin, Episode 1. If you guys like this, let me know. We'll do more of it. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great holiday.
What's up? It is Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio, the home of the Ohio Indie Report and NFL Easy Picks. On the Ohio Indie Report, I break down what's going on in the Cleveland scene of independent wrestling, from AIW to Prime Wrestling, and some of the little organizations in between that I can attend. And if you also like NFL football, be sure to check out NFL Easy Picks, hosted by myself and my good friend Joe Bennett, as we break down and talk about what is going on in football, and we make our picks on the coming week's games. And all this can be found at www.kfabesports.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching Kayfabe Sports Radio. And while you're at kfabesports.com, be sure to check out the links for Kayfabe Sports Radio, Ohio Indie Report, and NFL Easy Picks on Facebook and Twitter. So for now, be sure to check out the Ohio Indie Report and NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work.
Slamming your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge.
Oh my God, what's going to happen? Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Breaking down the week's news and rumors. The Spanish Announce Table.
TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.